Hey, Afterbuzzers, Harlot, Season 2, Explosive. Are you going to be Team Quiddly or are you going to be Team Wells? Stay tuned. Let's find out.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, Afterbuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I thought this song was perfect because it was like, what about us?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
These harlots are like under attack, it feels like.
Yeah.
On all sides. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm definitely saying that's Team Quiddly versus Team Wells because they've really established the two brothels are kind of at it, right?
Yeah, going back to back, but they're both at the same time kind of falling apart. So it's so interesting to see.
It is. There is so much. They just jumped right into it.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, you know what? Let me just sit back and figure out what's going on. Episode 1 and 2 dropped, mm-hmm. and it was nonstop action. Like, what were your overall thoughts?
I would say I was definitely shocked by a few of the things that happened, seeing the new magistrate and how he's kind of handling things. And then, of course, the death of Kitty was pretty shocking. And kind of just seeing the houses fall apart so quickly, I really wasn't anticipating that. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know what? I don't know who I'm voting for right now because mm-hmm. season one, I was rooting all the way Wells. And then now I was like, well, she's kind of not nice.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And maybe that's what makes her super successful. I don't know, guys, but I'm Linda Entwee. I'm all about harlots and my beautiful co-host.
Hey, guys, I'm Marielle Turner.
And we're just in it.
Yeah, we're here.
The harlots.
We're here. We're doing it.
Oh, my goodness. And we are going to introduce a great new section next or a little bit later in the show called Harlot of the Week. So I want you guys to think about who you thought stood out, and we'll talk to you guys about what we thought stood out. So I first wanted to just talk about Lydia and everything that happened to Lydia because she was so powerful in season one, and we kind of saw how she was basically stripped down.
Yeah, she seemed very untouchable in season one, kind of like nothing could really take her down. So it was pretty surprising in that first episode to see her arrested and actually put in prison and not being able to wiggle her way out of it. Didn't expect that, really.
And it even started at the courthouse. So at the courthouse, no one supported her. Mm-hmm. Everyone was kind of like pointing at her, which I was shocked because she always has all these powerful friends.
Right.
And then she was completely degraded in the jail cell. So she didn't even have the £500 that she needed to get out of jail. So she's going to spend all this time in jail. And then they take her wig.
Yes.
The jailer makes her do a little something on the side.
Kinkiness going on in the jail cell.
So I was like, wow, she's really hit rock bottom.
I kind of see why they did that, though, because I feel like you can't really keep her at the top. She has to have some kind of character movement.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it does make sense in a way for her to kind of have to go through a little bit of something just to show that she is, as much as she's removed from the harlot community, the harlot image, she's still very much a part of it.
And she's still a harlot.
Yeah.
She's a madam, basically. Mm-hmm. And I thought that it was also important, just to jump off what you're saying, is that Charlotte, we saw set up for last season, that she really, her whole mission in life now is to take her down, right? She wants to take Lydia down however possible. And so I thought it was interesting that she was able to actually get her put in jail, because I do think she had something to do with it.
Yeah, I do. I'm very conflicted about Charlotte's role just based off the second episode as opposed to the first, because it did seem towards the end of the second one that maybe her loyalties might be shifting.
Right.
But I don't know if we're just supposed to think that as viewers, or she just really wants Lydia to feel that way. I was conflicted.
It was a little conflicting because you did see how strong she came off. Like, no, I'm taking this lady down.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that when she shared the beating that she took, which we'll talk about with Nance later in this episode, but I think it actually really got to her.
Yeah, it seemed like she was very much affected by it, and that it kind of showed that she really doesn't know as much of the story as she thought. I could see her being, like, as the season goes, I could see her saying, like, oh, I'm not really sure. But she did have a very strong conviction at the end of season one. So,
Let's move on. Let's move on to Violet. So, Violet, she's in the streets and she gets caught thieving.
Right.
And, you know, we have her kind of side love story. So this was an interesting kind of twist to mm-hmm. what was going to happen to her. What do you think of all of that?
You know, I think it was really interesting to see kind of the difference between Lydia's punishment and Violet's punishment, and it kind of just shows their different places in society. You know, Violet was automatically, you know, sentenced to be branded, and she has to go overseas. She's going to lose her freedom for 7 years, yeah. and it was very extreme compared to Lydia, who seemed to kind of have a much easier time. Mm-hmm. So I think looking at that dynamic was really interesting for me, and kind of wondering how she was going to get out of it is really what I was thinking throughout episode one.
Right, how she was going to get out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then, you know, she did have people coming to bat for her, though, right?
She so did. She
we
did.
Had the, we had the, I always call them, like, the Christian duo.
Yeah.
but they're, you know, the mom and the daughter who mm-hmm. were basically, like, she's worth saving.
Yeah.
She's worth saving, but we know that the daughter wanted to save her more because she
romantic.
A love interest, yeah.
Right. That didn't, I know, I kind of felt like that made sense for their story, mm-hmm. For her to feel compelled to try to save her or get her out of this situation. And she really worked really hard for that to happen. And ultimately, she was able to help her get out of jail, so.
But also still jailed,
yeah, but,
right?
Yeah.
Because she's out of one jail, but kind of in another jail because she doesn't have the right to just leave, right? So mm-hmm. now she's going to be a servant.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be very difficult for her because one thing that she really loves or things that she's passionate about is her freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And so now she's in a situation where she doesn't have her freedom anymore, and I don't think that's going to work out very well.
I think I agree with you on that, but I also think, too, that it's going to show her a different way. And I don't think that she knows a different way, but I remember seeing her and thinking, oh, you know what, you're going to learn to read. That's going to, like, just change the way you see the world.
Right.
And I think some of the rules and regulations that this new judge is going to have on her is going to, like, affect her in a positive way.
Yeah, that's interesting. I would like to see that. Mm-hmm. I would love to see some positive change in her. And, yeah, I guess it's too early, really, to
know.
Yeah, to know where it's going to go.
Anything is possible with this show.
Yeah,
anything
right?
is possible. I'm trying not to get attached to anyone because
I know.
Listen, every season someone goes.
I know,
like,
and
really?
I. It reminds me of like a Game of Thrones type of show where
right?
it's like everyone could go
at any point. And speaking of go, let's talk about Emily a little bit. So Emily has kind of her own house. So we know from last season that she basically blackmailed Lydia
right.
for all the things that Lydia had done to her. And so now she's with Charlie,
mm-hmm.
Lydia's son, and in this house, and she's kind of starting her own brothel.
Yeah, that's very interesting to see, especially bringing in her name is, like, losing me right now, but bringing her in and her children.
Harriet.
Yes, Harriet. Yes. Bringing in Harriet and her children and kind of building her own thing. And I think it's kind of, I think she's going to be a big deal. Like, I think it's going to become a battle of three houses as opposed to the two.
I absolutely agree with you. I was going to save that for predictions, but I mm-hmm. absolutely agree with you. I think that she's been through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that whole started from the bottom business. Like,
yeah.
she was there, and now she's here. And I think she's going to use it for her advantage, and she's going to be a force to be reckoned with, for
mm-hmm.
sure. For sure.
Yeah, and especially the way Margaret kind of seems to be unraveling and kind of her house is just really falling apart and, you know, Kitty was killed and she's kind of lashing out at everyone that's close to her. So I think that's really going to push the girls over to Emily's side.
And let's talk about that because I think that there is a lot that she's dealing with. So
mm-hmm.
we see in the opening that her husband leaves her.
Right.
Right. So
mm-hmm.
her husband's left her and she sits with Nance and she's like, my husband's gone. My daughter's gone. She hears kind of that Kitty is a little bit not happy, right?
Right, right.
And she wants Fanny and her to, like, leave.
Mm-hmm.
So she knows that people are not happy and her house is in disarray.
Mm-hmm.
But then she also has all of these things to take care of. And it's like, yeah, you're grasping at straws. You're trying to get your husband back. You're trying to make sure that you're not considered you know, like a killer, like that, yeah. that whole thing comes out. And then you're also trying to take down your rival. It's a lot.
It is. And I understand that she's stressed, but I think it might help her to just kind of focus on the things that are within her control. And maybe that would stop so much of the unraveling, you know? Because sometimes I feel like she's a little too overcome with the revenge and, you know, not living in the present.
Yeah, but she's also, you know, the head of a brothel. So yes, it's very, true. Very, like, you know, transactional, and it's about the money, right?
Yes.
So I think that she's always having to think a step ahead, especially because her brothel is under siege.
Yes, that's true.
And it's not only under siege by Lydia. I wanted to talk a little bit about the lords and the role they're playing. So I feel like the lords are like the evil silent force.
Exactly, yes.
Right? And what's crazy is what we're seeing is the two brothels with two strong women, right? And being in a brothel, that's like a whole thing in and of itself.
Right.
But the men behind the scenes are kind of like pulling the strings.
Yes, yeah.
But they're the worst of all of them. Like, the two ladies, yes, the two houses, I get you guys are competing and you're rivals, but these men, like, they're picking off young girls and, like, let's talk about Kitty.
Yeah.
And what the Lord did to this poor girl.
I think it really just shows the dynamics that they had back then, and you can probably even apply that to now, but that there are these powerful men. So even though, like you said, they're the two madams that seem to be running things, it really are these powerful men behind the scenes that are ultimately in charge of all of these women's destinies, which is very unnerving when you have them running around killing people.
Right.
And it's clear based off episode two that they're not, you know, they have no intentions of stopping or kind of taking a better route, just the way they're interacting with Lucy and kind of how that's going to go. Yeah. So, yeah, it's unfortunate, but I also feel like it's very true to probably what was happening a lot in
those
times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm wondering, I'm going to see how it unfolds, but these lords, I think there's more to come.
Yeah.
More to come. We'll say that. We get introduced to Lady Fitz, which I was super excited about because that's Liv Taylor's character. And I love her.
I love her. I was so excited when I found out she was going to be in the show.
Right? And so she's like the super wealthy lady and kind of royalty.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that Lydia has some crazy secret that we don't know about against her. So she basically sends Charlotte over to blackmail her to pay her fine to get out of jail.
Right.
And Charlotte does it. And what's interesting is that she does it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Charlotte did it because she has a plan, right?
Yeah.
That we don't know about.
Yeah.
But I'm very curious to see what Lydia has that would make her risk her status and her money to get her out of jail.
Yeah.
And then even, you know, this blackmail, it has to be something huge. And I'll save it for predictions, but I think it's something to do with her background or her past. Maybe they worked together.
Maybe.
You know,
something,
I'm not sure. Something's going on.
And then, you know, just to go back on what we were saying, even the dynamics. So she's like a wealthy heiress and her brother is wealthy too, but notice that the brother is controlling her half of the money.
Right.
Which I thought, okay, here we have that again, male female structure that, you know, you don't really know who's in charge, but you kind of do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Because you think you have this powerful woman or this rich person, and there's a man holding the purse.
Yes.
For lack of better words.
Mm-hmm.
And then, speaking of lack of better words, we work for a great network.
Yes, we do. Hey, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking you to please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes!
Yeah, yes, guys! Comment, like, all that.
We love hearing from our fans. We love hearing from super fans of this show. So definitely, definitely, definitely hit us up in the comments because we'll love to engage with you.
Yeah, definitely. And get your perspective. So, yeah, let us know, guys.
Absolutely. I think that we should probably move into our special segment.
Okay, let's do it.
So, guys, every week we are going to do a special segment on Harlot of the Week. And Harlot of the Week is whoever we thought you guys thought was the harlot, the best harlot for whatever reason. So I had a specific person that I thought was the Harlot of the Week. Mm-hmm. And we didn't mention her because I wanted to save it for this segment. But I thought Nance.
Yes.
I think Nance took it for the team this week.
She did.
I think she's a super, super bad girl.
Yeah.
Bad in a good way. Mm-hmm. And so I popped up this. I thought this meme was perfect because that's who she is. That's who she's in charge. And it was unfortunate because the irony of her being flogged in the street was not lost on me, right? Mm-hmm. Because this is her in the brothels.
Right.
And we don't really talk about her brothel specifically, but you know that she's on her own and that she's like the mistress.
Mm-hmm.
And then what did this new judge do?
Yeah, takes her down.
And takes her down for nothing, really. Mm-hmm. Like, she was leading a march. An angry march, but she should have the right to be able to do that because she didn't do anything specific, but he felt threatened. So again, what did he do? Took her down and had her beaten in the streets. And we saw that she has some type of secret history because when she said that, you know, I've been touched by enough people today, I thought, oh, she has a story behind that.
Yeah. Yeah, it did get pretty deep. And I definitely think that he kind of wanted to take her down and show her place,
right?
Like, you can't come to my home with all of these people being angry and demanding equal treatment.
Yep.
That's unacceptable. So he kind of had to show her place. But before I get a little more into that, I would say that my Harlots of the Week would probably have to be Charlotte.
Okay.
Only because I feel like she's kind of in control. Mm-hmm. Like, she knows exactly what she wants. She has a plan. She's like working a little bit over here. She's working a little bit over there. Yeah. She's like a double agent, kind of speak. And I love that she's not afraid to kind of tell her mother what she thinks.
Yeah.
She was also able to help Nance in a way that I think the other girls weren't able to when she came over. So she's still showing that she's a very loyal person, but I just love her attitude. I love her attitude, so I'm going to have to give it to Charlotte this week.
I agree with you. I think that she really stood out in this episode as well. I think that she is playing the long game.
Mm-hmm.
And she's having to isolate her mom because her mom is like a firecracker and her mom is always doubting her.
Right.
So she's having to isolate that relationship because she's trying to do something. And she's trying to do something for the name of the Quidleys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for all of them.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that the source, according to Charlotte, is Lydia for why they are where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens, guys.
Yeah, but touching back on Nance, it was pretty shocking to see that he took that route. And the magistrate very much he confuses me because I'm like, on the one hand, he kind of has this stutter. He seems very timid and shy. And he doesn't really want to be doing the job or he can't really handle it.
Yeah.
But then he also orders women to be flogged in the streets until they're bleeding and passed out and, you know, ships them over to the Americas for 7 years to be slaves and like all of these other things. So the dynamic is very strange to me with his character.
I think this new magistrate or justice lawman, I think that he's going to be not taken out like physically, but he's going to bow down to his temptations.
Yes.
And I'm not sure who, what, where, why, when. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of a prediction, but I'm just saying, this little stutter, there's something behind that.
Yeah, I agree.
We can't not talk about Kitty.
No, we have to discuss, of course.
So she was a favorite in the brothel.
Mm-hmm.
And so this lord, again, who I just feel he's just so weird to me as is.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has a dangerous element. So I almost think he's like not all together in his head.
Well, he's definitely a little crazy, right? I think. Definitely.
So he was originally looking for Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
And Lucy wasn't there, so he was like, I'm still going to teach this brothel lesson. And Kitty ended up being collateral damage. And I was really sad about it.
Yeah, she's so sweet. And she was such, you know, a central character in the show. And so for her to be very unexpectedly killed was pretty shocking. And so easily, you know, the Lord just was like, why not? Guess I'll kill you tonight.
You know what I was thinking? I was like, see, this is how, like, we're so technology.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't imagine back then, like, there was no camera. I was like, there was no camera. Of course there's no cameras. Like,
no DNA.
Right. Like, can we reverse this and see what happened? Like, you guys don't know. But I do think, and maybe we should move into our predictions.
Yeah. Because there's so many.
There's so many. I love this. Predictions. I do think that he's going to get caught because remember Fanny, when they had Kitty laid out and she's putting the coins over her eyes, which I want to actually find out what that tradition is. So if you guys know out there, you've heard it, you've read it, please hit me up and let me know because I'm trying to figure out what that is, what's about.
But yeah.
When she pulled that button out of her head, it looked like it was like a royal button.
It did.
That's one of my predictions. I think this Lord is going to get caught.
You know, I would hope so. I think they're going to find out that it was him. Okay. I think that's definitely going to happen. Now, whether he gets punished, I don't
know. I didn't say punished. Yeah. Oh, I said caught.
You're right.
Caught.
You're right. I agree with you. I think he probably will get caught. And I also think that the justice is going to end up with a harlot, like doing something with a harlot, kind of.
I agree.
He's going to be like torn or feel like a hypocrite or something, but he's ultimately going to give in some way.
It's
going to
be Violet.
Yes! That makes sense.
Because Violet's the live-in. He's going to fall in love with her. Because do you remember when he came back in after like the flogging and he's like, I need tea? She was like, oh, was that thirsty work? I could see like a little bit of like a spark dynamic starting to be set up. I agree with you. I agree with you with that. I think that Charlotte is going to win Lydia's affections. And I think that it's going to be explosive.
Yeah.
Because I think that even though we saw a softer side of her, thinking that she's probably moving over a little bit towards Lydia's side, I think the end goal is what she's really looking for.
Yeah.
And that's revenge.
Yeah, I agree. I do think that ultimately Lydia is going to fall this season. I mean, there's no way to know for sure, but I just have a feeling that Charlotte is going to get her claws into her, and by the end, Lydia is really going to be struggling.
Yeah, I think so too. The husband, so William, Margaret's husband, he's kind of back, but not really. So I think my prediction is that he saw what happened or finds out what happens to Kitty and he couldn't be the protector.
Right.
And so I think he's going to come back for that reason. And I think that he's going to try to work it out with Margaret.
Yeah, I definitely think they're going to work it out. Probably some back and forth there. I'm hoping that he can kind of get her to stable out a little or like kind of just focus and not be like not ostracize people and push them away and kind of get her back to the woman she was before at the beginning of season one. Hopefully, we'll see.
Because he did make that comment where she always does whatever she wants, and so now he's gonna do what he wants.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? do we have any other predictions?
Let me see. Well, I think something is gonna happen with the Lord and Lucy, obviously. But I don't think Lucy will be killed, hopefully, fingers crossed. I think she may actually get the upper hand at the end. But I do think he's going to try to make a move to hurt her in some way or do something creepy and crazy like he's known for.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you might be right there. I do think that she can hold her own, though. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I wanted to talk about this quote. And maybe we'll make it a segment if you guys like it. But the quote that stood out to me in these episodes was, women will always be at the mercy of men's power. And then Fanny says, no, they're at the mercy of their weakness. And I just thought that that was such a powerful quote for this show. Because really, that's in essence what we've been saying. You have these powerful women, but behind we have these men and if we think about what the show is about, it's about pleasing men.
It is.
In all aspects. Mm-hmm. You know, mentally, you're mentally pleasing them, you're physically, all aspects. And so that stood out to me.
Yeah, I definitely feel that it's kind of showing that the women are so strong on the show, right? And you would think because they're so strong and they're so cunning and they're so smart, they'd have the most power. But really, it's the men who seem to be a lot weaker and just kind of unstable who are the ones that have all of the power. So I think that quote also kind of applied to that as well. Mm-hmm. And I think also when talking about men's weakness, because they are harlots, like you said, it is the physical and how that plays into it and how they're at the mercy mm-hmm. of these men because they really don't have any other options. So, yeah it's interesting to see because, like, you know, the dynamic and sexism and, you know, classism and all that has carried from then all the way till now. Yeah. And you can see it even in shows like Hulu's Handmaid's Tale, which is like a reimagining of today. Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's totally relevant. Relevant then, relevant now.
Right. So, and basically we're saying, you know, some of the issues, they just haven't gone away.
Yeah,
they just formed differently or mm-hmm. developed differently. And as time moves on, it's interesting how it's the same issues over and over and over again. I don't know. Well, I think that we've covered 1 and 2.
Yes.
Next week, guys, because I know that this aired last week and we missed it. So next week we will cover 3 and 4. Then we'll be all caught up. So, guys, I'm Linda So Girly all across social media. Please do hit me up with any questions, any comments, any news and gossip that you know about harlots, and we'll share it on our show.
Hey guys, you can reach me on social media at Mariel_Turner. Definitely let us know what you're thinking, what your initial thoughts are about season 2. We would love to hear from you.
Yes, absolutely. Guys, thanks so much for watching. We will see you next week. Don't forget, like and subscribe and comment, because we love hearing from you. Till next time, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.